Right. Now let us have a look at a quick example of how the Eastern technical analysis can be combined with Western technical analysis. So candlesticks are a Eastern way of trading, the Japanese way of trading, and Bollinger Bands is one example which is a Western technical indicator. So Bollinger Bands indicate what part of the chart we are trading from. So this combination of East and West creates very powerful trading setups. Okay, so let's have a look at what are Bollinger Bands. So John Bollinger was the one who introduced the Bollinger Bands in the 1980s. So basically there are three bands: the upper band, the middle band, and the lower band. The middle band is a 20 period simple moving average. Now those of you who are beginners, don't worry about this. I will explain what these bands are. And the reason why I take Bollinger Bands is because most professional traders across the globe are using Bollinger Bands to aid their trading. So my coach Andrew Mitchum, he talks about Bollinger Bands. Even Steve Nissen has mentioned Bollinger Bands in one of his seminars which I attended. And Steve Nissen is a very good friend of John Bollinger as well. So Bollinger Bands are very important. So this orange color that you see, you have three bands. One is the upper band, the middle band, and the lower band, okay? And mostly you will see that 90% of the time, the price action remains within the Bollinger band, okay? So the price action that you see here, it is within the orange color bands. It's like a river, and the price remains within that river. Okay, so this is a daily chart of Godrej Agrovet. So why Bollinger bands are important is because since we know that the price always remains within the bands, if the price goes beyond the upper band, we know that it is the stock is overpriced. If the price goes under the lower band, we know that the stock is underpriced. And if the price remains near the middle band, we know that it can either go to the upper band or it can go to the lower band. Okay, so in situations where there is an uptrend, you will notice that the price remains between the middle band and the upper band most of the time. So in this case, as you see this uptrend, 90% of the time or 80% of the time, the price is between upper band and the middle band. When the price is going down, most of the time the price action is between the middle band and the lower band. But when the price is flat in like this, so this is a daily chart of crude oil. When the price is flat, 90% of the time the price is fluctuating between the middle band and the lower and the upper band. Okay, so remember this: when the price is flat or it's a flat market, the price fluctuates between the lower and the upper band. When the price is going up, it is fluctuating between the middle band and the upper band. When the price is going down, the price action is between the middle band and the lower band. Okay. Also notice that when the price is flat, the Bollinger bands are squeezed. So the distance between the upper and the lower band is small. But when it's a trending market, sometimes the distance between the lower and the upper band expands. Okay, so that's the upper band and the lower band. So those are Bollinger bands for you. I will tell you how to apply Bollinger bands and combine them with Japanese candlesticks. So there is a Morningstar pattern which we have not covered in this crash course. This will come in detail in level 1. In level 1, there are 20 videos on the Morningstar pattern only. Okay. So I will give you a quick summary of what the Morningstar pattern is here. So you have three candles in the pattern. The first candle is a long black real body. The second candle is a star, which we have discussed in this course. Star is where you have a spinning top, the bodies do not touch, but the shadows touch. And then there is the third candle, which is the long white real body, which closes above the midpoint of the prior black real body. So this is the midpoint, and the closing of this white body is above that midpoint. And the second and the third candles also should not touch each other. And since this is a bullish pattern, as suggested by the name, it comes after a downtrend. Okay, so that's the morning star pattern. This is how it looks. So let's combine that with the Bollinger Band. So this is a daily chart of CESC. So you have a nice downtrend. So the first condition is satisfied. You have these three candles, which are a morning star, which means that the first candle is a black real body. The second candle is a star, although the body is touching, but it's a spinning top. So I consider it as a morning star. And the third candle is closing above the midpoint of the first black real body. So that's a morning star appearing near the lower Bollinger Band. So the first signal is that you have a morning star, which is an eastern signal. Second signal is that it is appearing near the lower Bollinger Band. So which means the price will either go to middle band or it will travel till upper band. Okay, that's the second signal. Third signal is you have this bullish engulfing pattern here, which we have already studied in this course. So you have a well established support area, and the morning star is respecting that support. So you have the third signal. So you have three signals coming together, which increases the probability that the price will go up. And indeed, if you would have taken a long position here by keeping a stop loss here, see how the price has gone up. Okay, so that is how you combine eastern candlestick signal with the Bollinger Bands, and you trade in that way. So in this case, since the bullish signals are coming near the lower Bollinger Band, the lower Bollinger Band is indicating that the stock is underpriced. So relatively underpriced, not underpriced, we can say that it is relatively underpriced. So that is giving additional confirmation that the price may go up. Similarly, on the upside, when you see that the price is near the upper Bollinger Band and you have some candlestick patterns which are bearish, so you have the Bollinger Bands telling you that the stock is overbought or the stock is overpriced, relatively overpriced, and you have the confirmation from the candlestick pattern saying that it is bearish. It's a bearish candlestick pattern. So bearish candlestick pattern combined with upper Bollinger Band gives us a signal to go short. Okay.